I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll start you out with Andrew Golden of the Washington Post on the Nats, who open their season tomorrow. Andrew, Nationals, Reds, game 1 of 162. What do we need to know about the season starter?
You got Josiah Gray on the mound, and that should be exciting. Obviously, he was drafted by the Reds. He returns to the team he played against to get started his first opening day. I was thinking Patrick Corbin for the last two seasons, so it should be a fun game. I think in terms of giving fans a glimpse of the future, Josiah Gray is the starter, and then McKenzie for the home opener. So a lot of excitement for Nats fans around those two starts.
Mixed results in spring training for Josiah Gray. Started off really well, but the walks are still there. A bit of a concern. Just confidence level, how are we feeling about Gray entering the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think the walks are always a concern, right? But in terms of reading too much into spring training statistics, I mean, it is spring training. Guys are tinkering, working different things. So I wouldn't read too much into it. Once we get into the games, I kind of want to see what he's doing there. But I don't typically read a ton into spring training starts, so we'll kind of see there.
What's the lineup going to look like, do you think?
At the top, obviously, you have C.J. Abrams and you have Lane Thomas. After that, it's interesting. It depends on the lefty or righty matchup. But I think with lefties, I think you could see, and David Martinez did this yesterday, have Jesse Winker and Eddie Rosario both in the lineup, both on the bench, and have Rosario out there. To see Jesse Winker in that three spot, and I think you have Meneses, Gallo.
Andrew's phone is messing up. Let's throw him on hold and see if we can work that out.
So you were saying Jesse Winker in the three-hole slot behind Lane Thomas and all likelihood to start the season.
I saw, maybe it was FanGraphs, one of the lineup projections had that. I just didn't believe that because Jesse Winker shouldn't be hitting third. That was kind of where I was at on that.
Does that go as a policy?
Yeah. Jesse Winker being in the lineup is interesting enough. Him hitting third makes no sense, but that is what a lot of people have speculated. Why would Jesse Winker hit third? Andrew, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm there. Yeah.
I was bringing you back third, on.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Great. Yeah. In terms of Winker hitting third, I mean, he was an all-star a couple of seasons ago. And when you look at the order, I think obviously you want lefties, righties, and kind of want that flip. So I think you're going to see Meneses in that four spot, then Gallo and then Ruiz. I think it takes some pressure off of some of the guys lower in the lineup. So I think you're going to give Winker a shot and hope maybe he can play back the potential that he has. But it should be interesting. I could also see if Eddie Rosario gets a little bit more comfortable as the season progresses. Maybe you move Rosario up to that three spot. That would seem to make more sense to me, given that he hit 21 homers a year ago. But we'll kind of see how it all plays out.
Any concern about Joey Gallo this spring? Didn't make a lot of contact. I think he hit had about half his weight because he's a huge dude. Any worries about him?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're definitely worried because he doesn't make a lot of contact. And obviously, you know, but the trade-off is that he hits a lot of homers, but he didn't do that this spring either. So I think it's definitely concerning. But we'll see how it is. Obviously, again, guys are trying to work the Kinks out during opening day or you know, in spring training ahead of the season. So we'll see how it all plays out, but definitely something to be concerned about for sure.
The brand new season begins. We'll be at Rudy's Golf for game one, Nats, Reds on the road in Cincinnati tomorrow. What are some of the storylines you're going to be tracking most closely in the early part of the year?
I'm really obviously looking at a couple of things. Obviously, first, Mackenzie Gore and Josiah Gray and even Jake Irvin. How did those guys take the next step forward? How did their offseason adjustments kind of pay off in the early portion of the season? I feel the same way about K-Bear Ruiz and his catching. Obviously, his framing, that's obviously a big storyline for me. And then obviously looking – I think the other thing, too, is C.J. Abrams. And is he the player that we saw in July or is he the player that we saw to begin the season? So I think all that's interesting. And obviously the young prospects, too. I mean, like obviously you're keeping an eye on what happens on the field, but you're also kind of looking, you know, in the farm system and seeing what you have down there. So I think all that's really fascinating to me.
So if you were to enter a pool, Andrew – you had to pick two things. One, their first prospect of the big guns that gets called up, and when? Who is it, and when do they get called up?
Trey Lipscomb, and give me like May. Like
when I hear
David Martinez talk about Trey, and you hear him talk about Louis. It kind of seems like that's a move that he wants to happen at some point. But obviously, I just think when you look at Louis, like. He has the potential and he has no options. So you want to give him a shot, but I think he's a really short leash. So my expectation would be it'd be Trey. If there's an injury, then you can never really predict, but just based off of what we know, I would say Trey.
Andrew, thanks, buddy. Enjoy tomorrow and the start of the season. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.